Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where Andy Cohen and he's Joe Haley.
ASI supposed to say outspoken editors talk promo products and more.
I never say the N more anymore.
Why not?
That was old. That's old school.
But it is.
So welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I am indeed Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. And he is Joe Haley. Joe, how are you today?
Andy, you know, I'm terrific.
You doing good?
Yeah, we got it. Got a little bit of a soccer game coming up today.
We do.
At 4 o'clock.
Are you excited for the U.S.-Belgium game?
I am. Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
And your prediction is?
Prediction is going to be a tight contest, 2-1 win, 4. I think the Yanks are going to pull this one off.
All right.
You don't sound convincing.
Come on, Joe. Do you believe?
Well, I believe. You know, Belgium's, you know, beset by some injuries, and, you know, one of their star players is out with a broken fibula, so.
Wow.
So there's an opportunity here
that.
For the, you know.
See that? I learned something new.
Okay, there you go. So.
Very good. All right, well, we'll check that out at 4 o'clock Eastern today. Isn't that right, Joe?
That's correct, Andy. 4 o'clock Eastern time.
So we're pretty much shutting it down here pretty early.
I have to leave at 3:30. Yeah. I have a stress test. I have a stress test at 4 o'clock, a two-hour stress test. So.
Nice. And CJ Minica, editor of Wearables Magazine, is here today. What will you be doing at 3:30 this afternoon?
I'll be hard at work at the upcoming issue of Wearables.
Oh, come on now. No. You could say what you'll be doing. You'll be doing something like Joe's stress test.
Something related to that, yes.
For 2 hours.
Very nice. CJ and I just came back from the Counselor Best Places to Work Road Tour, where we were on the road all last week visiting 12 companies
on the
Best Places to Work list. One, Melinda Lagos, just coming into the room a little bit late. She was also with us on the road tour. So CJ, what was your favorite moment of the week on the road?
I mean, this didn't have to do with visiting the companies, but just the sites in Colorado or just in Utah were amazing. Just the geography going from the mountains.
But then what happened when the sun went down?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the sites in Utah because I think he slept through Utah.
Yeah, he didn't see any of those.
I'll wait for a couple of the hours. When you could still daylight, you could see the settings. Once there wasn't anything to see, it might as well catch up on the sleep that I was missing out.
CJ just happened to fall asleep at the most harried, treacherous ride portion of the trip, I would say. Andy was driving, and it was pitch black, and all of a sudden we started going up these very curvy mountain passes, and Andy would yell out things like, "Who put that there?" when a train was coming by.
It was, shall we say, harrowing. My suggestion is do not make the ride between Denver and Salt Lake City at any time at night.
No, I think it's a beautiful ride during the day.
Yes.
Nighttime.
Very good during the day. All right. Well, we are getting ready to take your calls today at 215-953-4979. And the topic is tips and solutions for slow summer sales. Everybody has the issue of the summer slowdown. So we're going to talk about how to overcome that a little bit today. If you have any questions or comments on that topic, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Joe, what will we give them if we take their call on the air?
Of course, we give them the radio prize pack, which includes the finger puppets, which includes the ham fans, logoed ASI radio drinkware, and we also have a $25 Visa gift card to put in there.
Lots of good stuff.
Right.
All right.
Great stuff.
What else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Andy, we have key business metrics you should stop worrying about. We also have common negotiation mistakes, 9 credibility-killing meeting behaviors. Okay, you got that 9 credibility-killing meeting behavior.
Not easy to say.
We have mid-year tax checkup. These are tips for small business owners. Things you need to know about what your competitors are doing, right? I always say competition. When it's written competitors, and I always say competition.
Just a competitive guy.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
We also have things successful people never say. We have our favorite things, but let's start this whole show off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
Go USA.
All right, go USA. We begin with distributor acquisition news. Top 40 distributor Halo Branded Solutions has acquired Phoenix-based distributor Commotion Promotions. Commotion's 4 sales offices will now sell under the Halo name, and the company's administrative functions will transition to Halo's Sterling, Illinois headquarters. On to legislative news now. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that closely held and family-owned companies can't be legally mandated to provide health insurance coverage for contraception. On the grounds of freedom of religious expression, the 5-4 ruling shoots down one aspect of the Affordable Care Act. Check out Promogram today for details. General economic news now. In the first 6 months of 2014, mergers and acquisitions activity reached its highest level in 7 years. Through the first 6 months of 2014, volume soared to $1.75 trillion, the strongest showing since 2007, when it was $2.28 trillion, and up 75% from a year ago. Industry personnel moves now. Top 40 distributor The Vernon Company announced last week that it promoted Chris Vernon to president and co-CEO. Bill Vernon will continue as chairman and co-CEO of the company. Also, Top 40 distributor Proforma announced that it hired Tom Rizzi to serve as senior vice president of business development. Rizzi had been the chief sales officer at Top 40 firm Workflow One. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram Today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Screenies.
I'm sorry, screenies?
Screenies. There's no need to apologize.
It's different than greenies?
Screenies, that's right. Oh. And I also have something green on the show, too.
Wow. That's something everybody needs to check in on.
See what's green and what a screenie is.
Andy, you're wearing green. I would think you would wear red, white, and blue, but...
I don't see you wearing red, white, and blue.
Red, white, blue.
None of those red, whites, or blues are the actual colors of the American flag.
Patriotic? More patriotic looking than Andy today, yes.
Well, I wasn't shooting for a patriotic look, though.
You are.
I'm wearing red, white, and blue.
You were shooting for a patriotic look and sort of failed. I was not shooting for the patriotic look, and I succeeded.
Okay.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. There you go. Go USA. Way to show your team spirit, Andy Cohen.
We showed team spirit earlier on in the show.
We already talked about it.
All right.
At the beginning.
And some of us dressed in our team spirit. Ooh, blue nails, too.
Blue nails.
And red toenails.
Joe's not wearing red, white, and blue, but he's very patriotic.
You haven't seen my boxer shorts.
All right. On line three, we have our friend Stanley. Stanley, are you going to be watching the World Cup today?
Oh, absolutely. How could you not?
I know. I bet your little doggy will watch it, too.
What's that?
Does he have a doggy? I'm thinking of Lately. Never mind. Stanley, what's your question?
Melinda's getting our regular callers confused.
As we gear into summer, how early is it? Too early, or is it just the right time to start talking to clients about Christmas, the holidays, gearing up, and will that stimulate more sales, even indirectly? Into summer sales.
No, it's never too early. Stanley, start now. Start now. Get them thinking about the holidays. A lot of times, I'm sure you have some clients that wait to the last minute to order their products for the holidays for their clients and their employees. So get them thinking about early. And if you get them thinking about early, what just might happen is they might say, hey, well, we want to do something for a Halloween promotion. We want to do something for a Thanksgiving promotion. So, no, it's never too early.
There you have it. Get cracking, Stanley.
But you know what? Summer is also a good time to start with talking with your education partner, especially schools, because a lot of them set their budget in July. So when you start with them in the beginning of the school year, you might be too late.
And what else is a good time for? Football?
Football? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything come? Any fall sports coming up? Mm-hmm. You know, leagues are starting to form. Teams are starting to get ready to start practicing stuff. Booster clubs, you know, that's a whole set of, you know, new parents at high schools with the booster clubs. You know, your kid plays for a few years. Usually, you know, there's a turnover yearly, someone who runs that. So there's always an opportunity to make a new sales call on them. And there's other opportunities outside the booster club because a lot of those parents own their own businesses or, you know, work at big companies that might need your help, Stanley.
Absolutely. Well, go
to
it.
No, I'm trying.
All right, Stanley, thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. On line two, we have Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
What's your question?
Stacy's mom's
today?
Got it going on. Did you know that?
Wow. I never heard that before. Thanks.
Oh, I love that commercial.
It was a song before it was a commercial.
I don't know. I've never heard of this a song. I just heard of this commercial.
The Fountains of Wayne.
But we digress.
All right.
Anyway.
Stacey, sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just had a question because I'm coming up on my slow season now. It's slow. I'm going to take a vacation, much deserved. And I know business won't pick up till later this year, and everyone goes crazy and need everything. They need everything rushed. So do you guys have any advice on how I can be a little more active and productive while it's slow and quiet?
I think you're making a mistake by saying it's slow right now. I think it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. Joe?
Oh, I agree. You know, it doesn't have to be slow. I would take the advice we just gave Stanley. Start your clients thinking early about their end-of-year promotions. If they do them, and especially those clients that might wait to the last minute or might bypass you to go to the mall or Things Remembered or something like that to get something for their clients, you want to, you know, let them know that you can offer them great gifts that can also be logoed, and it's going to keep them top of mind of their clients. But also, take that vacation. Too many people don't take their vacations, and I think that you need an opportunity to recharge.
I agree with that. I would also say, just from a business standpoint, if you do have slow periods with your traditional set of clients, then I would try to use those slow periods to target some new markets that you're not working with currently. So if you're working with schools and they're not yet doing their buying, well, then maybe there's the healthcare sector, which is booming as far as promotional products is concerned. If you're not calling on that, then that's one to try to target, and send some self promos out, make some calls and visit some companies in the healthcare sector. That could be one that you could target. Manufacturing is also doing well right now. Those couple sectors that are growing, you want to try to build your business through that kind of diversity and not just depend on the traditional clients that you've had.
I would also look at the schedule for your local convention centers, mm-hmm. and see what conventions are in town. That might be a great opportunity to make contacts with people in a specific industry.
That's a great idea.
To find a niche. Just last week in Philadelphia, there was a Women's Business Owners Convention, and which just would have been a great opportunity to go down there, take education class, talk to people, networking opportunities to make those contacts.
One thing I would add is that sometimes no matter how early you talk with people about doing things ahead of time, they just don't think about it. They're always going to do stuff last minute. So if you have time now, you could use that time to sort of set up your rush procedures. Find new suppliers who excel with rush orders. Get all this stuff set up ahead of time, so when those last minute orders do come in, you're prepared and ready to go.
Well, yeah, I would say that. It's a good idea. You can make up sales sheets. Offer them products that would make great ideas for gifts. Mm-hmm. For their clients, for their employees, get them thinking about ahead of time. But yeah, find the suppliers that are going to be able to fulfill if it is last minute.
All right. Well, hopefully that gives you some good ideas, Stacy.
Tell your mom it's at home.
And it's just, yeah, enjoy your vacation. Stay online for our ASI prize pack. On line 5, we have Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing
good,
just fine, thanks.
Great. I want to share with you my summer slow time procedure here, and one thing I do is the thing that I really dislike doing that I find difficult, and that's prospecting for new clients and just picking up the phone and doing some cold calling. And it's something I kind of push off, but when things are slow in the summer, sometimes people are a little more receptive, and I find that that's a good time to catch up on that.
That's a great tactic.
Yeah, and the other thing I do is, I just go through my client files, and I clean up information and check birthdays and anniversaries, anybody that got married, anybody that's, moved addresses and stuff, and just get myself situated for the upcoming, busier season. So that's what I do.
Get yourself in order. That sounds great. One thing related to this that we talk about in the current issue of Advantages magazine is summer is a great time to cement client relationships, taking people to ball games, barbecues, things like that. Maybe you or they don't have time to do that other times a year. But, boy, that's a great way to really, spend some time with clients and get some more business out of them as well.
And I like the idea that Doug is cold calling him in prospect. And Don Sanders, one of our education moderators, at the ASI shows, is very big on cold call, and he thinks, mm-hmm. More people should be doing it, and that a lot of people don't do it, and there is opportunity out there.
No, because they don't like to do it.
Yeah, no, they don't like it. It's like, pulling that Band-Aid off or, pulling a tooth or whatever it is. Something that hurts. No one wants to do it. Taking that medicine, Andy.
Well, related to that, another great thing, if you don't have a referral program, that might be something good to start up this summer if you do have some time. On the road trip, we talked to a lot of our people. I know Andy and State of the Industry, this is the case. But referrals are still the number one way that people are getting new business. Mm-hmm. So, why not create a formal incentive program, for your clients, your friends, whomever you deal with, where, if they refer you someone who results in business, you reward them. And that's certainly another good way to get things going. And also just remember to ask all your clients for referrals, whenever you have a good conversation with them. Hey, do you know anyone else who can use these services? Still the number one way to get new business. So add that to your little summer
bag of tricks.
Summer procedure.
All right.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Doug. Stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. We're going to pause for a moment from a message from today's sponsor, Haynes. And when we return, Andy's going to tell us what we can stop worrying about.
Haynes branded printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. Andy, we're always talking about measuring,
name,
you know, everything you do in business, measuring your sales, big data, all that stuff. But apparently, everybody's talking about big data. But apparently, there are some business metrics that you just shouldn't worry your pretty little head over.
Yeah, you know, most of these, we will post all of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio. But, and most of these are in reference to online and digital type of metrics. Certainly, there are a lot of numbers that you can follow today.
Clicks.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, let me go. And then you could chime in. So here are some that people get a little too focused on and not see the big picture out of it. And the first that I'll talk about is Twitter follows and Facebook likes. You get so focused on those, but do you know if they're actually translating into actual engagement and actual sales? So a lot of what this article discusses is, are the metrics you're following actually turning into revenue? And you need to be able to answer that question. So you should be looking at your social media with a critical eye and not so focused on the little numbers in the corner of your Twitter page. So make sure you're doing that and seeing if there is actual engagement with customers and if that's turning into sales. The second, and along similar lines, is online rankings like search engine rankings. Many companies follow their SEO almost every day, and that is important. But again, is it actually turning into sales? And this article suggests that companies actually concentrate on building many sources of traffic to their websites and to their businesses, not just using online mediums, but also offline mediums driving them online. So you're using multiple methods to get to your touch points online, and then hopefully turning those into sales. And the last I'll discuss is actually not just online focus, but is net profit. I think there's many businesses that don't calculate net profit closely enough so that they're considering all of the factors that go into their expenses. And that can include the owner's own salary. So are you actually taking a salary if you're the owner of the business? And if you are, is it an actual salary where you're paying yourself, or is it just sort of one time here, one time a quarter, one time, an annual payment? Those sort of factors have to be counted into net profits to know your actual net profit and thus your cash flow. So make sure you're taking a critical look at net profit and making sure that all of your expenses are counted in there before you believe you have a higher net profit than you actually do. And we'll put the rest of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio.
All right. Thanks, Andy Cohn. CJ, we all like to think of ourselves as good negotiators, but there's some common negotiation mistakes people are making. Have you ever made any of them?
Of course, sure,
never. Get everything I've ever wanted ever. Just ask my wife, right?
All right. So what do you have there?
So basically, when most people think about negotiations, they think there's always a winner and a loser, and that's not the case. You know, both parties should come out feeling like they got something from the
win-win.
Win? Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Win-win proposition, Andy.
Win-win.
That's what it's referred to as. So here's some of these common negotiating mistakes. One is thinking that something is non-negotiable. So if you go in, you know, there's basically if you want something, they don't sort of touch certain aspects of it because they think it's non-negotiable. Well, that's not always the case. Or if you're confident enough and you ask for that, you can still get something from that you think is off limits. And sort of,
I'm curious about that. I was reading an article over the weekend about that, and someone said you should go in even to like a Macy's and ask to speak to the manager and like ask for a discount on an item. And I just don't think certain things like that will work. But perhaps I'm making a common mistake.
I mean, You could. You could do anything you
want. Whatever you want, yeah.
But I think I would feel stupid because I think that, what did you say?
You can wear a shoe on your head if you want.
Well,
or a crown.
Yeah, I mean, you could press people hard enough to get something, but like, you know, what kind of person are you? Like,
I don't know. I would feel awkward. I mean, it's
well, you also place a value on that. You know, no matter what they're going to give you off, if they gave you 10% off of an item of clothing, you're putting your own sort of value on, it's not worth that 10% to me to stand in there and ask for a manager and look like somebody who's nickel and diming every last person.
Your time is worth a certain amount. Right. So I guess that depends.
And the effort that it goes to and the image that you portray when you walk into a retail store and try to just get a discount just for the hell of it. You know, you're not, it's a weird image that you'd be portraying.
Right.
To the store and to any customers that are seeing you. So you place a value on that. Others might place a different value on it and say, I don't care what the image is. And if I can get 10%, I'm getting 10%.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you're right. All right. Go ahead, DJ.
Okay. A couple other negotiating mistakes. I think this is a big one. Not asking for what you want. You know, if you want something, just ask for it. Something too often you go in and you sort of try to intimate it. If you don't ask for it clearly, how is the other party supposed to know? And then one more mistake is, you know, talking too much. So, you know, present your side. You can present it in a logical manner. But if you keep talking, you may talk yourself out of the deal. Let the other side talk it through, make a counter proposal, and then you guys can come to the middle.
I think that's probably the biggest one is that last one. There's many negotiation experts that say the people who talk the least always get the most out of a negotiation. Listen to what the other side wants, but also, you know, not basically putting your foot in your mouth.
No, I agree with that. In car negotiations, I'll just say, well, that's beyond my budget. And then I'll just sit there and stare at them and not say anything else.
This lady's been here for 3 hours staring.
She's just staring.
But I'm not
at
afraid.
Us.
I'm not embarrassed or afraid to just sit there and be quiet and see what happens. And
are you, though? Are you willing to walk away?
Yes, and I have walked away.
Well, then that's the
key. And I've been chased out of the parking lot with better deals as a result.
Ah,
chased
by the salesperson.
I'm actually a good car negotiator. Yeah.
Pauline's the queen.
Well, what does she do? What's her tactic?
She goes, no, you can do better than that. She goes, I know you can do better than that. Well, I have to ask my manager.
See, I am not good at that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know,
I am not
sign.
Good at that. I'm like, can we? You know why? Because I just want to get out of there as quickly as possible. I hate the car buying process more than I think anything in the world.
Yeah, I'm
ashamed
of that.
And I just be like, yep, okay.
Yes, great. Your price $17,000. I'll give you $20. Okay.
No, I have no shame with that. In fact, Mark gets embarrassed, and so I'll talk just to be quiet. So then, if they look at him, he's like, she's in charge.
Yeah.
He'll even walk away because he's embarrassed.
They always look right at me. I'm like, don't talk to me. So talk to her.
Anyway. Huh. So that's I agree with the silence tactic. It's a very good one. But go ahead. Do you have any others?
I'll say that we also have two kinds of people you should never negotiate with. So people think emotional.
People who want discounts on their jeans.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I would not do that. Let's be clear.
Well, so emotional counterparties, unreasonable counterparties would be the most common answer, but they say you can actually, you know, you can negotiate with these people. So the two that you shouldn't is a person who is very conciliatory at first, but then as you sort of try to reach a, you know, agreement, they become very, very difficult because they basically just want control over the situation. And the other one is people who see things in absolutes because basically they're looking for someone to blame when things go wrong. So if, you know, if you try to negotiate with them, you know, you're not coming away scot-free. You're gonna diminish yourself and maybe not get what you want.
You have to pay for Scott.
I think that the problem with many people in negotiation in business, we've talked, you know, mostly about as consumers, but in business they often just don't know what the other party values the most.
Sure.
It might not be price. It might be speed of service. It might just be knowing that you're there 24/7 for them. Like, you just don't know always what the number one need is from clients. And it's something that you need to find out and try to get at what their motivations are. You know, it might be something as simple as that they just want to please their boss. And then in that case, then you have to find out what that person wants. You know, so some of that probing is really necessary even before you get into a negotiation as far as price or final deals are concerned, final terms are concerned. You have to do some some fact finding before you do any of that.
Well, we talk a lot about, you know, why, especially at shows and education, you know, not just the fact that people want to buy, why do they want to buy?
Right.
And if you find that why, then you can sort of tailor the deal and your message to that client.
Yeah, and then you might not even be in a negotiation. It just might be you've presented what you've basically presented what they want. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. You know, they don't care that it's necessarily 5 cents more per item. They're not seeing that. It's just they care about what you've given them as far as terms are concerned. So, you know, do some fact finding before you feel like you even get into a negotiation.
Okay, those are some good points. So we're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. Joe.
Melinda.
I'm not a big fan of going to lots of meetings.
Ugh.
And you're probably going to tell me why right now, because you have 9 credibility-killing meeting behaviors.
Yes.
And I bet that we've all seen at least a few of these in meetings that we attend.
Okay, now this is just isn't for business meetings that you go to at your place of work, but it also could be business meetings you have with your clients where you're making presentations.
Okay.
So there's 9 of them. I'm going to give you 4. One of them is phrases that imply deception. So you don't want to start off a comment.
Like, let me be honest with you.
Haha, right there. There it is.
I'm a straight
and all
shooter.
Clearly you're not being.
Honestly, to be honest, it implies at that point, up to that point, you haven't been honest. So you want to avoid.
I agree with that.
Let me be honest, because right before that, I wasn't.
Can we be frank?
Right. Can we be frank? You can be Frank, George, Bill, I don't care. Excessive
nice
corporate
job.
Speak. You
know
what that means there?
At the end of the day.
Leverage, impact.
Win-win.
Let's reach out. You know, it says here, it's no big deal in using them, but it sounds ridiculous when every sentence is splattered with business blab.
Totally.
Business
and,
blab.
And I think that's one of my pet peeves when we get those marketing emails or those PR emails and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first sentence is just full of jargon and stuff. And
it's best
like,
in class.
I have no idea what they're saying to synergize this and blah, blah, blah. Riffing. You know what riffing is?
What we do?
Talking off the top of your head?
Yeah, you asked a question, Andy. You really don't know the answer. But it's like that old college essay where you're just going to try and BS your way through 250 words you got to put on that piece of paper. Don't try riffing, because what happens is
you... Well, it wastes people's time.
Yeah. Well, it wastes people's time, and then you get stuck in this trap where you can't get out.
You can't get out.
Remember that time we were doing the video, and I asked Andy a question, and it was his answer was going on for 2 minutes, and I'm like thinking... Dude, get out.
Yeah.
And you were thinking what? You're
thinking
dude,
the same
get
out.
Thing. He couldn't find his way
sometimes
out.
Sometimes you get when you are talking off the top of your head and you don't have a complete thought that's actually well thought out, then you do end up just talking.
Yeah.
And you can't get out.
Yeah,
so you know, one of the things you want to do there is if you don't have an answer, your best course of action is to say, let me get back to you on that.
Absolutely.
I'm unsure. Let me get all the information that you need.
I think people don't do that enough.
No.
They don't admit that at that very moment, I don't have the answer, but I'm going to get it for you, and I will get back to you and give a time. I'll get back to you by tomorrow with
people
the answer.
Appreciate that.
But just sitting there and trying to make it up or trying to make up a reason why you don't have it, you don't have
it. Right.
You know?
So
it is okay.
I'm not afraid to do that because, you know, I've been caught in that situation where I was riffing and then, you know, called out on it. And, you know, so now it's like, nope, I'm not even going to do that. I don't know the answer. Let me get back to you. The last thing I want to say is inappropriate humor. Well, it's not, you know, geez, I keep knocking this bottle up. Well, I talk with my hands. Well, it's not inappropriate to tell jokes. You just have to make sure that you're not telling off-color jokes. You're telling – Andy's laughing. You don't want to have jokes that reference race, sex, gender, politics, religion. Let's just leave that over here. Let's just start why the chicken crossed the road.
All right. Well, you have some more good tips. We're going to put those on asicentral.com/radio. And we have 30 seconds to speak to our friend Joe Johnson on line 1. Last minute caller. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I know I'm quick, so I'm going to get to a couple of points because y'all brought them up. That was great. And one is asking questions. There's a lot of cashiers that are authorized to give discounts right there at the cash register.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. As for a senior citizen discount at Target, Walmart, there's a source like that that if you ask for a senior discount at the cash register, they give it to you. And then also on Andy's comment about the all owners should put down a salary. They should never just arbitrarily, the money that they receive, look at it as profit. They should always put down as far as what they make and consider it in line somewhere as a salary.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. And it's
and
not
since
just
I was so short,
point.
I'm going to kind of stop at that point. But there was a couple other things, but y'all really covered a lot of them that I was thinking of at that point through the conversation there.
All right. Well, those are some good points, too. We're glad we got you in. Thanks so much for calling, Joe. And stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. Have a great day. That was Joe Johnson. We have just enough time for editors to talk about their favorite products of the week. And Joe, you were massaging some sort of something.
That is called a soccer ball. This is actually Andy.
Well, you were rubbing it.
It was like I was forming a snowball. This is actually a screenie. It's a plush soccer ball, but on one side it has a microfiber cloth there, and it's good for screening.
Ah, screening. Now I get
for
it.
You're cleaning.
Cleaning your computer screen because you shouldn't be using any type of abrasive paper towels or anything like that.
All right.
It's also good for your touchpads things. But you can capitalize on the World Cup fever. I know it's going to be over soon, but I'm sure that soccer fever is going to go well into the summer, and then you have the beginning of soccer seasons in the fall. So you can find these from computeradvertising.com, ASI 46183. Find them online at www.screenies.com.
Andy.
All right. Mine is a customizable nylon bicycle seat cover, which is great for...
Because we know that you like to ride your bike.
I do like to ride my bicycle. So great for charity events happening this summer. Check it out online now. It's available from EMT Plus, which is ASI 52263.
CJ, bring us home.
So we visited Snugs on the road tour.
We saw them make
their own lip balm. They had, not only did they have 30 flavors, but they told us they made custom flavors like grass. So,
and what was the
skunk flavor too?
They were for hunters.
One not doing well.
So if you want skunk flavor, get it from Snugs USA, ASI 88060.
All right, we are out of time. Thanks today for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Hanes. Tune in next week. And who knows? Who knows, Joe? What you'll find out.
Only the nose knows.
Have a great day, and go USA. Let's get a little cheering.
Woo! Andy? USA. 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 USA.
Woo!